This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Pandemic unemployment fraud happened a lot more than we thought. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A Labor Department watchdog has dramatically increased its estimate of fraud in pandemic unemployment benefits, almost tripling an earlier fraud prediction. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with more. Morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So first of all, what is unemployment fraud? Like, how does that work?
Well, the Labor Department Inspector General says scammers used the social security numbers of dead people or prisoners to file for unemployment. And they did this in multiple states. And altogether, more than 1,000 people have been charged with crimes involving unemployment insurance fraud.
So what are the latest calculations for how much fraud there was during the pandemic?
The Inspector General now says there was about $45 billion worth of unemployment fraud during the pandemic, and that is way up from its June 2021 estimate of about $16 billion in fraud.
Wow. How did so many people get away with this for so long?
During the pandemic, the rules for getting unemployment were relaxed. So, for example, workers in the gig economy, like rideshare drivers, were able to collect unemployment. Plus, state agencies are in charge of actually sending out the unemployment checks, and they were just overwhelmed by the demand.
This isn't the only type of pandemic-era fraud, though, we've seen, right?
Right. Earlier this week, the Justice Department charged 47 people with defrauding a program meant to feed hungry children during the pandemic. The U.S. attorney in Minneapolis says they worked with a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future to steal more than $250 million from the feeding program, and they spent it on luxury cars, houses, and property.
Wow. All right. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged Boeing and its former CEO with misleading investors after two deadly crashes in 2018 and 2019 of its 737 MAX planes. 346 people died in those crashes. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The SEC says Boeing will pay $200 million to settle charges of making materially misleading public statements. Former CEO Dennis Muilenburg, whom Boeing fired, will pay $1 million. Two MAX planes crashed in late 2018 and early 2019 because of a faulty automatic maneuvering system and an inadequate oversight process from the Federal Aviation Administration. The SEC says Boeing and Muilenburg knew of those problems soon after the two planes crashed, but in public suggested pilot error and maintenance may have been at fault for the crashes and claimed the MAX's certification followed normal procedures. Neither Boeing nor Muilenburg admitted wrongdoing as part of their settlements. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to check in, as we do from time to time, with listeners from around the country to see how things are going in economic terms. Construction has had a wild ride this past year between rising interest rates, supply chain problems, and labor shortages. U.S. home builder sentiment declined for 9 straight months. Maurice Romming is president of the O'Neill Construction Group in Portland, Oregon. They build everything from affordable housing to commercial industrial projects. Maurice Romming, good to have you back on the program.
Hey, nice to be on. Thank you for inviting me.
So, background here, the Fed is trying to fight inflation. It's raising rates. That's raising mortgage rates. People don't want to buy or build as many homes as much. Surveys show home builders are feeling kind of low. How are you feeling?
You know, I would say definitely on the residential building side of it, we have seen it slow down. We also seen just a pretty decent pickup on the commercial side. And those federally funded projects or state funded projects, we're still seeing that kind of moving along. So it's kind of like a tale of two cities. We see one sector that is slowly starting to struggle, and we see the other sector that it doesn't seem like there's a really stop in sight.
Yeah. Why do you think the commercial side of things is picking up?
Yeah. One of the things that we have is we still have a labor shortage. And so I think what you were seeing is people are still trying to get their projects complete. I think that the ones that have a bigger bankroll, we're seeing them where they're actually willing to pay a lot more to get their project done. They're actually housing people from other areas for staying in hotels and paying them per diems and just a larger wage to actually come and do the work.
You mentioned labor. What is the labor situation like on your end? I think last April you mentioned you guys had a shortage of workers too.
Yeah, it's still bad. What we're seeing is that labor shortage continues to be a challenge. We are seeing a better pricing on our durable goods. So we are seeing copper prices going down a bit. We're having some pretty significant logistics problems with basically equipment to build our projects.
Wow. So you're still dealing with supply chain backups when it comes to getting like the major big equipment that you need to build.
Yeah, that is just one of the biggest problems that we're running into. We're also seeing there has been a shift in the way buildings being built. And so this changes the size of the equipment and the types of equipment. And I don't think the manufacturers have been able to respond quick enough to the point where we're telling some of our customers that the product's not going to show up for a year. These are projects that usually take about 6 months to build. So it's significant.
Maurice Romming, president of the O'Neill Construction Group in Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That was our regular Marketplace Morning Report Economic Pulse, where we like to do regular checkups from a range of perspectives around the economy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.